Healthy alternatives. Both research and real-life experiences are making it clear every day that our traditional medical system and practices need to be rethought, revised, and recharged in light of a more holistic approach to health. Dr. Jerry V. Teplitz, host of Healthy Alternatives, has been a pioneer for 36 years in stress management and optimum health. With a Ph.D. in holistic health sciences, a law degree, and as the author of 8 books, all focused on health, stress management, and performance, Dr. Teplitz is uniquely qualified to help us explore and incorporate healthy alternatives into our daily lives. He is a professional speaker and has shared his wisdom with over 1 million people. Join him to reach your highest level of health and wellness. Now, here's Dr. Teplitz.
Welcome to Healthy Alternatives. My name is Dr. Jerry Teplitz, and you're listening to WebTalkRadio.net. Healthy Alternatives is about you. It's about what you can do to aim for reaching optimum levels of health and wellness. Why do you want to do that? You have to be taking charge of your life. Let me give you an example. There was a study reported at a conference of the American Heart Association recently. This is a study that involves 17,000 women in the Women's Health Study. It had women who were healthy, average age was 57, worked full-time or part-time when the study began in 1999. What they found is that female workers with stressful jobs who had little control over how they were controlling their job were nearly twice as likely to suffer a heart attack as women with less demanding jobs but had more control. As a matter of fact, this high-stress group had 40% greater risk of heart problems, heart attacks, strokes, clogged arteries. Women in their jobs don't necessarily have the same kind of control as men do. They don't have the same kind of authority. And this is showing up in what this study is saying, that for women, it means you're going to have to, if you can't control your job, you need to look at what we're talking about on healthy alternatives, things you can do to reduce your stress levels. And that's what we're about on healthy alternatives. We're going to be looking at today's you from a whole standpoint. We're going to be looking at you from how can you figure out what kind of vitamin deficiencies you have, how your neurotransmitters are operating, how your hormone levels are. We're going to be looking at that and exploring that today to give you some ways that you can look at healthy alternatives for yourself. If you want to know more about me, you can click on the globe on this page or go to teplitz.com, T-E-P-L-I-T-Z.com. And you can follow me on Twitter and Facebook. What I like to do in this segment is look at breakthrough alternatives, things that are out there that you can do for yourself. You're going to be rather surprised with this one. It's looking at the military. The military is making major changes in their recruits that are coming in for basic training. What they're doing is they're now emphasizing ways to change their eating habits. They're having fruits and vegetables and healthier foods being served. They'll even have a drill sergeant watching over the chow line and calling out soldiers who don't put enough fruit on their plate. If a soldier opts for 2 cups of coffee but didn't include a glass of water on their plate to stay hydrated, they'll call them out. They're actually looking at developing what they call a soldier athlete. This is designed to prepare a recruit with training methods that are similar to those that they actually use for elite athletes. So not only is it looking at the nutritional part, they're actually starting to use professional trainers, physical therapists, strength and conditioning coaches. And what they're focusing in on with all of that is injury prevention, flexibility, mobility, coordination, aerobic endurance. They're working on strengthening the core muscles of the body even. What kind of results are they starting to report? Well, the Army is reporting fewer injuries and higher scores on physical fitness tests at bases where the new program has been tested. Now, just imagine if we started doing that in schools. We started giving the kids healthy alternatives, and if you got permission from the parents, how about somebody, teacher or a staff member, who watches over what they're putting on the plate? Wouldn't that be an investment that would reap rewards many, many times over, because we'd be creating a real healthy alternative for our kids? Now, before I bring my guest on, I'd like to pause for a moment for this message.
Every one of us is under stress from work, family, the economy, layoffs, the inability to retire. These are the realities today. Even if you're doing okay, we all have friends and relatives experiencing hard times. Hey, just watching the news can make you nervous. Make no mistake, there's nothing benign about stress. It can lead to high blood pressure, digestive problems, difficulty concentrating, and increased risk of disease. That's why Dr. Jerry Teplitz wrote the book Managing Your Stress in Difficult Times, Succeeding in Times of Change. He presents easy, effective techniques to reduce stress, eliminate pain, relieve insomnia, and gain an overall sense of well-being. Managing Your Stress is fully illustrated and provides hands-on, proven methods you can use immediately. Dr. Teplitz knows how to cut to the chase. He begins working with you from the very first page of Managing Your Stress in Difficult Times, Succeeding in Times of Change. Click on the cover that you see on the WebTalkRadio.net page in front of you and buy it now. It comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee, and it will change your life.
My guest today is Mark Isaacson. He owns the Village Green Apothecary. It's an independent pharmacy located in Bethesda, Maryland, and Mark purchased the Village Green in 2002. It's one of the leading integrative pharmacies in the country. He's got a team of 50 pharmacists, nutritionists, a naturopathic doctor, clinical herbalist, all on staff. Mark is passionate about changing healthcare from what we look at as a symptom-based system into one that works for getting to the root cause of what is preventing you from reaching optimum health and wellness, and that fits right in with what we're looking for healthy alternatives. And so, Mark, welcome to Healthy Alternatives.
Thank you. Pleasure to be here.
So how did you move into this kind of a business? It's because yours is a combination of pharmacy and also a health food store. So how did you wind up moving into that?
So I am originally from Philadelphia and had this background in beverages and was running a specialty beverage company. And as part of that, but I was always into nutrition, healthy living kinds of things, and our beverages were spring water and juice. We were selling into natural food stores. So as time went along, I started to go to the natural product show, where all of those suppliers who supply folks like Whole Foods, they attend this particular show. And that just caused me to get more and more interested in this area. And ultimately, this was a decision to really follow my passion and get into a business where I could directly impact folks' health, as opposed to doing something like beverages where it was a little bit more on the peripheral and had to go through distributors and retailers and never really knew who our end user customer was.
So what is it that makes Village Green Apothecary, in effect, unique and different from just going into your local health food store?
Well, I think we are really known for three things. Well, first off, I mean, we're really all about treating folks as unique individuals and getting to the root cause. And we do that through providing incredible knowledge. I mean, as you noted in your in the introduction, we do have a team of 50 people, and we've got just some of the greatest folks in the world. We work with all kinds of leading doctors. So we've got these pharmacists, we've got these nutritionists. We got the people who if you're going to take pharmaceuticals, you're going to use nutrients, vitamins, minerals, herbs, amino acids. Our staff are truly the folks that can tell you and coach you because they're degreed and they're knowledgeable on the right forms and dosages and combinations. We look at things like drug-nutrient interaction and depletion again, and we tailor very much to individuals, and we look at their, we understand they have unique biochemistry and DNA, and those are the kinds of things that really make us very, very unique and special.
Now, are people coming into, besides coming into your store, are you able to assist people long distance?
Oh, yeah, this is one of the great things we do. But I would say about 30% of what we do is we work with folks all over the country. So we literally work with many of the leading MDs and DOs all over the country, and we almost act as their outsourced partners. And whether customers are referred to us by another customer, or whether it's whether it's a doctor who's referring a customer, client, patient to us, and they can be from all over the country, we can coach them. We ship products to them. We do a lot of what's called compounding, where we make these very individualized formulas to people. And we're usually working with doctors and patients in combination on those kinds of things. So that's the wonders of technology today. We can literally work with anybody, any place.
So what's the process that, I call up and I'm starting to talk to somebody? What's kind of the process that happens leading me to getting something that's really individualized to me?
So this is what's interesting. It totally depends on where somebody is. So we have some doctors that we work with who really, really, really understand all the different particulars about nutrients and dosage level and form and so forth. So there's certain cases where someone's working with a doc, and the doc will really just give us the formula and the prescription. That's one avenue where that could happen. Another avenue where it can happen is somebody can literally call us up, and if they are interested in somebody on our staff working with them, we can put them in contact, and we'll interview them, and we'll ask them a couple questions. We'll find the right person for them. And then it's up
right person being a doctor or some kind of alternative healer, or who are you sending them to?
Oh, so in this case, if it's somebody, so again, that's a great question, because it could be in a couple different buckets here. I mean, one is they can work with like our nutritionist on staff, our naturopathic doctor on staff, our clinical herbalist, our certified nutrition counselor on staff, or if they don't know of anybody, we have a network of MDs and also DOs and other nutritionists and other naturopathic doctors that we will actually refer out to. So it's kind of there's a couple different ways and directions that all this stuff can go.
Okay, so continued. So I'm talking and they're asking some questions, and then what happens?
So once you identify a particular person, if you're looking to do a very individualized approach on the highest end, and again, there's a couple different ways that can happen. A practitioner that's either on our staff or a practitioner that we work with externally could go through a patient intake process and develop a plan based on that and develop very tailored nutrients, vitamins, minerals, herbs, amino acids, or if it's hormones related, develop a very specific compound formula. There is also what I think is the most appropriate way to go about this is there are a series of different tests that you can do today, neurotransmitters, brain chemistry stuff, hormones, nutrient deficiencies, food sensitivities. You can literally do tests, and a lot of this stuff may very well be insurance covered. And from that information, you can then tailor something that's very designed on an individualized basis.
How would somebody figure out if their insurance actually covered some of that stuff? Or from your experience, does a lot of it really actually get covered pretty easily?
Yeah, so right, and it does totally depend. So there's a couple different labs, several different labs that we're working with, and normally it is up to the doctor or practitioner to work with. It's normally up to the doctor or practitioner to work with the appropriate lab testing company, and or the patient can call the lab testing company to understand what the coverage is. So what we're normally finding is that PPO kinds of plans, like better, more comprehensive health insurance plans, there's a greater likelihood for coverage. Things like Medicare, there's a greater likelihood for coverage. Government-related plans tend to have a greater likelihood of coverage.
Great. Now, give us an example of, like, this, say, the neurotransmitter testing. What is that going to be actually showing, and how is that going to make a difference?
Oh, so so I always have to say this. So I have a pretty good understanding of this, but I'm definitely not the 100% expert on this. But neurotransmitters, for example,
you're the owner versus the expert.
Yeah, that's right. I'm the owner versus the expert. Right. So I have been through many trainings and working with top doctors and been through a good amount of training with the specific lab testing companies and so forth on this. So I have a good broad overview. So the essence of how neurotransmitters work or how the testing works is it's simple. You get a test kit. You can take it home. It's a combination of urine and saliva. The testing company has that postage prepaid. You send it in them. The results come back to you. The doctor can come back to our team of people as well. And from that, so with neurotransmitters, that's brain chemistry, things like serotonin, dopamine, a lot of things related to mood, anxiety, sleep. So the theory is with the neurotransmitters, the great analogy is it's like the CPU, right? So the neurotransmitters and brain chemistry and all that stuff really controls a lot of the body functions. So if you get that stuff straightened out and you literally can replete with non-pharmaceuticals amino acids, that's what changes and balances all the neurotransmitters off. And you do that and it can make a huge impact to mood, depression, anxiety, sleep, weight gain, hormone levels. I mean, a lot of different areas.
Now, since there hasn't been a lot of research done on what optimum health and nutrition looks like, most of it's been done on, the disease side of the model and give somebody a drug and that'll help. How do you figure out what the optimum levels that you're really looking for are? And is that beyond your level of answerability?
Well, so again, right, I mean, not being the doctor per se, but I can say this, that certainly, and I must say, this doesn't hold true with every single nutrient, every single amino acid, and, the full complement of every vitamin and so forth, but certainly, if you look at, some of these major lab testing companies like LabCorp, for example, they will have these ranges set, these acceptable ranges. And then there are doctors and practitioners that we work with and certain research on certain nutrients that start to talk more about optimal levels. And you can do a test, like one of the companies we work with is SpectraCell, which does nutrient deficiency testing. And you can, and they provide this beautiful, great chart and graph that kind of shows you what's acceptable and then what's a closer range to optimal.
Great. We're going to take a break, and we're going to continue in a moment because I'd like to remind you, you're listening to Healthy Alternatives with Dr. Jerry Teplitz on webtalkradio.net, and we'll be back with Mark Isaacson from the Village Green Apothecary in just a moment.
Anyone who has migraines knows that they are almost totally debilitating and hard, if not impossible, to treat. Or should we say they were impossible to treat? Dr. Jerry Teplitz's DVD, Instant Headache and Migraine Relief, delivers on its promise with a 5-minute migraine cure and a 90-second headache treatment. Learn this natural way to get rid of your migraine with the 2,000-year-old Japanese technique of shiatsu, a pressure point method that's simple and immediately effective. The Instant Headache and Migraine Relief DVD also features bonus techniques for treating sore throats, stiff necks, and shoulder pain. No pills, no herbs, no waiting, just relief. Jack Canfield, co-author of the Chicken Soup for the Soul series, learned these techniques from Dr. Teplitz and says, these techniques are so practical, so powerful, so simple. They've done it for me and my family. They can do it for you too. Click on the DVD cover on the page in front of you for more information. Instant Headache and Migraine Relief comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee. There's no reason to wait. Click on it now.
My guest today is Mark Isaacson. He is the owner of the Village Green Apothecary, an independent pharmacy in Bethesda, Maryland, but he's able to work with folks around the country. And Village Green is one of the leading integrative pharmacies in the country. He's got 50 folks that include pharmacists, nutritionists, naturopathic doctor, clinical herbalist, all looking at what can we do to get the root to the root cause of people's illnesses, diseases, and how can we create individualized programs for folks. Mark, I wanted to share a story with you. First is I went in and had my doc do a blood test on vitamin D for me and discovered I was pretty deficient. And I started taking a supplement from a company that I had bought them from. And a couple of months later, I went back in and had the blood test run for D again, and there was basically no change. I switched to another brand and found, after a couple of months, that dramatic changes had occurred. So in your experience, do you find a difference in terms of the brands that are out there? Do you do stuff to, you know, anything to make sure you're getting offering your customers, you know, brands that should really be working with what they're claiming?
Jerry, this is a great question. I applaud you. This is actually one of the things that we are really, really, really best in the world at, and what we're known for is, so there is a huge difference between dosage levels, between the form of the nutrient and the combination, and potentially the delivery system. Whatever that might be. So, yes, it's very, very important. And we literally like pre-screen and look at all of our nutrients, and we're working with, we sell some national brands you'll find in places like Whole Foods, but we sell in the neighborhood of about 20 what we call practitioner products, products that you'll usually only find in doctor's offices. And the reason that we're allowed to sell those is because we have a whole team of people who do these consults. But these brands are very much, have a lot of third-party work done on them. The efficacy is very high. We know that they're using, because we do all the research internally to look at the right forms and the dosage levels and the combination. So that is a very big deal. And it's like when you're talking about vitamin D, right, it's got to be D3, you know, and it's got to be in the right combination. And you have to understand if you're deficient, that taking 1,000 or a couple thousand IUs may not be, you know, might not move the needle, because if you're significantly deficient, you might need to take, you know, and again, I'm not the doctor, but it could be 10,000 or 20,000 IUs, you know, depending on your circumstance for a period of time.
To at least get back to the level where you're in the range you want to be.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And things like vitamin D, very, very important to, I mean, you should get tested, but 90% of the people in this country are deficient in D. I mean, it's really an epidemic, which, I mean, that's another discussion, but, I mean, we can save a lot of money in healthcare if we can get everybody in the right vitamin D level.
So somebody calls you up, and from what the questions are, they need a consult and what they're going to do. What do you guys charge for doing that with somebody who lives in, like, Spokane, Washington? They're calling you guys up in Maryland.
Oh, no, sure. So, look, if people call us up and they have a one-off simple question, and on our website at myvillagegreen.com, you can go there, and we have this thing called Ask the Expert. So for general questions, no cost at all. Happy to do that. People wander in our store, and if they've got 5 or 10 minutes of a little bit of an issue, we'll take care of them. If you're doing, you can do a half an hour consult with us. You can do an hour consult with us. You can do like a prolonged kind of ongoing series with us. So, but for a half an hour consult, it might be, I don't know, $35 or $45 for an hour consult. Might be $75, somewhere in that neighborhood. It sort of does depend on the person you're working with. If you're going with a naturopathic doctor, it might be a little bit more than that, as opposed to a nutritionist, clinical herbalist, or certified nutrition counselor.
Actually, what you're charging is probably about equivalent to what people may be doing in copays today for to go to a regular doc or a regular expert. So here you're going to the nutritional oriented expert to get your advice, and it's at a real reasonable rate.
I mean, perfect. We try to keep it really, really reasonable, because one of the things we're trying to do is do this whole education piece where people understand, give or take, I mean, 60, 70, 80% of the usual and common conditions that are out there, you can do a ton through lifestyle. We're just trying to figure out a way to make it really accessible for folks.
Great. Now, on the hormone side, since the notion of menopause and the premenopause and the difficulties with the research that's coming out there, can you give us some examples of how you would do this from a more holistic standpoint of handling that kind of an issue?
Yeah, for sure. So this is actually one of our big areas of expertise. And what a lot of folks don't realize is that you can, and most doctors will do this for you, or we can help get some testing done. But you can get hormone testing done. That could either be, usually it's saliva is a very common way, but you can do it via blood, and I think urine as well. But same thing, you can get an at-home test kit. Or do a blood draw in the doctor's office, and you can look at the basic hormones like estrogen, progesterone, DHEA, testosterone, cortisol, you know, kind of the basic hormones. And from those results, you can take two different approaches here. If you've got more challenges and your hormones are out of whack a little bit, I mean, it's all about balancing your hormones. So you can use some plant-based, what's called bioidentical hormones, that you can literally make a specific formula just for your needs in our compounding lab, and that's working with a physician. Or there are certain nutrients where, again, you can work with certain nutrients to work to balance your hormones off, and it all depends on what those results show. But I will say you can get phenomenal results in terms of mitigating and reducing a lot of those side effects or effects of going through premenopausal, menopausal, whether it's weight gain, brain fog, night sweats, you know, all the common kinds of things that would happen.
Are you aware of any side effects from using bioidentical in that area for women with,
Well, there is a tremendous amount of research, and a lot of this has been in the news, on the Women's Health Initiative that looks at the pharmaceutical products like Premarin, and a number of the pharmaceutical products are made from what would be considered not bioidentical, molecularly different. The structure is chemical structure is different, and those products are derived from horse urine. Those products are derived from, so that's where these in-depth studies are done, and there are definitely issues and risk factors with taking these traditional pharmaceutical products, because you've got to understand if your estrogen is high or your progesterone is low and balance it off, because if you take something that is to some degree a one-size-fits-all, you might be able to do some tailoring, but if you don't know what's going on and you're giving, for example, estrogen to a person who's estrogen dominant, I think a lot of research shows that could obviously be a significant risk factor in leading to cardiovascular disease and maybe cancer and some other things. So.
But what about the bioidentical?
So bioidentical, you know, the philosophy is you got to be smart, you got to be careful with everything. So there's no hardcore long term studies that I know of on bioidentical. We've had patients that have been using bioidenticals for years, and it is this whole question of balancing those off. So if you're just asking as a personal judgment, do I think it's safer? For sure. Should you always monitor everything you're doing? For sure. We take the philosophy that you can balance the hormones off at lower levels and get very effective results, but you should always be monitoring to make sure you're keeping your hormones in balance.
So, Mark, we're just about out of time. What would you see as the biggest issue in healthcare today from your vantage point on this?
There's a lot, but just a couple of quick things. I mean, one of the reasons we're around these days is because we believe healthcare is in shambles and needs to be changed and needs to be much more oriented towards this prevention and healthy living kind of model. And the stumbling blocks are, I mean, one of them is certainly the pharmaceutical industry, because the pharmaceutical industry spends almost $30 billion a year, and because they spend so much money to influence doctors, to influence Congress, to run traditional media, commercials, and so forth, they are the healthcare message. And it's really not, unfortunately, it's not in the pharmaceutical industry's best interest to endorse nutrients and healthy living, because if you did that, that would significantly impact your profits. So I would say that is a big thing.
So listeners can know they can't patent those kinds of nutrients there.
They can't patent them. There's not money in it for them. And the other thing is that the philosophy that we use is about getting the root cause and really helping folks out. So they potentially won't have to take pharmaceuticals, or can either reduce the need or potentially turn around whatever their challenge or situation is. And if you fix something, if you're not just treating the symptoms, you got to treat them forever. If you fix it, you don't have to treat it forever. And if you're treating it forever as a pharmaceutical company with a patented pharmaceutical prescription, you're going to have a lifetime customer. And we don't necessarily need to have lifetime customers, you know, on specific ongoing chronic conditions. We can help in many cases, help them. And then there's just some, you know, ongoing good lifestyle stuff we encourage doing.
So, Mark, I've got an idea. You can say no to this, but would you be willing to have anybody who hears this show give a call to Village Green Apothecary? And would you be willing to give them like a 10 or, not you, but your staff, give them a 10 or 15 minute mini consult on their issue areas? Would that be something you'd be willing to do?
I would say I'd be happy to do that.
Great. So I know the phone number that they should call is, so what, 301-530-0800. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah.
So again, 301-530-0800. Who should they ask for?
Yeah, and then what they could do is they could just, probably the easiest thing to do is to hit zero. So that way they'll get a live voice and just ask to be forwarded or go in the email or go in voicemail for Naz or Margo. Naz is NAZ. And those are two of our folks who do consults. And I will let them know that if any one of your, if any of your show listeners call in, that they will be entitled to a complimentary 10 or 15, what we would call a little mini consult, where we can give a little bit of some nice, you know, directional information.
And should they mention that they heard this offer on Jerry Teplitz's Healthy Alternative Show? Would that help you?
That would work. That would be perfect.
Great. So in advance, let me thank you for doing that for anybody who's going to call in. Great. So I've been talking to Mark Isaacson from Village Green Apothecary. If you want to learn more about finding out how you can get individual consultations, the products that they have available, you can go to myvillagegreen.com. That's myvillagegreen.com. Mark, thanks for being a guest on Healthy Alternatives today. Next week, I'll be talking about a recently developed healing technique that is spread like wildfire around this country called Reiki healing. I'm going to be talking to an expert on this who's been a Reiki master for 14 years, Michelle D'Souza. You don't want to miss this one. This is Dr. Jerry Teplitz, and you can find out more about me at teplitz.com or follow me on Facebook and Twitter. Thanks for listening.
Thank you for being with us today for Healthy Alternatives. For more information about Dr. Teplitz and his availability for speaking engagements, please click on the globe on the webtalkradio.net page in front of you or go to teplitz.com. You may also follow him on Facebook and Twitter by using the icons on the page. To find out more about his books, please click on any of the book covers you see. Eat well, rest well, take a breath, get some exercise, and we'll see you again right here next week for another edition of Healthy Alternatives.